Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Mechel Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chafalev, the Melacha of Gozes, and we're studying Simen Vov. So, in regards to the shear for a person to be Chayyav, when a person does the Chilul Shabbos of Gziza, again, we pass in Chatzis Shear is also Min HaTorah. Any amount of a Melacha a person will do is also Min HaRaisa. But in regards to Chiyuvim, there's the concept of Shiurim. A person eats a half a kazayis of non-kosher food. It's an issur d'oraisa. We pass in Chatzis Shear also Min HaTorah. A person not chayav malchus, and it's only a person eats a kazayis. So a person to be chayav on Shabbos, the punishment of Shabbos is skila. A person to be chayav earnest on Shabbos, a person is only chayav if he does a shear. We pass in Chatzis Shear is also Min HaTorah. And we pass in that applies to Melech Shabbos as well. The Bir Halacha does bring an opinion that the concept of the Chatzis Shear does not apply to Melechus, but he comes out very strongly that we pass in Chatzis Shear also Min HaTorah. So any act of gziza at all, removing something from a person's body, be it skin from their lip, be it dead skin around their fingernails, bigger fingernails, or hair, is an issur d'oraisa. It's a chilul Shabbos. But regards to being chayav, the shear is two hairs. When it comes to gziza of saris, the shear is two hairs. So Chayyot is going to tell us that here's an exception, that even a person just takes out one hair, he's going to be chayav on Shabbos. In a scenario where that one hair is, the act of removing that one hair is a significant act. So what's that example? Hamalakat saris levonos miroshay. Bitech ashkar is a person who has black hair, and he starts to turn white, and he doesn't like the fact that he has white hair. So he finds one white hair, and he shears that off, cuts it off, to maintain his youthful appearance, that he's not getting dark, that he's not getting turning white. So that act of removing that one white hair is because that's important to him, it's significant to him. He does not want to look that he's aging. So that even removing one hair, he wants to do this in order that he should not look elderly. Even if he takes one off, he's going to be chayv. And whereas normally cutting hair by hand is not going to be considered a derech, the normal way a person cuts hair is with a kli. That's when a person is cutting many, many hairs. The normal that would be very very unprofessional and cumbersome way of removing hair by plucking hairs out one at a time. So in that situation, a person plucks, it's not going to be the rice, it's considered doing the malacha with a shinui. However, a person wants to remove one specific hair, he plucks it out with a either with his hand or with the tweezers. Both those are considered the normal direct to do so. So in a case where the malacha is a scenario of plucking, doing by hand is considered a derech. So a person removes that one hair by hand, he's going to be chayiv. Then furthermore, he says, afilu b'chol chayiv. This is an aveira, even during the weekdays. It's not only limited to Shabbos. What is that aveira? Mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. If a man does this, it's going to be an issur d'oraisa. Ablo yilbash. Now the pasuk says that a man cannot wear women's clothing. There's an issur for a man to wear women's clothing. But the Targum Unkelus already brings over there that it does not necessarily mean only women's clothing, but any activity which is perceived to be a over-focus on one's appearance, which is primarily limited to women. The person is over the issur of lo yilbash, she's wearing a woman's garment, not in a physical way, but in a conceptual way. He's approaching his life in a feminine fashion, more akin to how a woman does that. So a person is overly concerned about their appearance. So if a person has a breakout of pimples, so it's embarrassing. So that's not a problem. A person looks fine, but they're always concerned that they should look over-beautify themselves. The example over here is a person is worried about whether they look young or old. That's considered by Chazal to be something which is primarily belongs to women. And a man should not be concerned about that. So a man who is concerned about that, he's wearing a woman's clothing. Again, physically he's not wearing clothing, he's cutting hairs. But he's doing an activity, an action, which is perceived to be a primarily feminine action as opposed to a masculine type of action. And therefore doing so, one is over the Isser of Lo Yilbash. The Gemara talks about if a person, a man, looks in the mirror, he's over Lo Yilbash. Sitting and looking in the mirror, how you look, is considered to be an over-concern in regards to a person's appearance. A person should look presentable, but over-focus on that is improper. Nowadays, many Pashtim say that that issue doesn't apply. Once it becomes normalized for men to do it, it would no longer have the sister. And then this concept that we can change the parameters of Lo Yilbash based on society is a fascinating discussion. Not everybody agrees with that. And even if you do all like that, are there any limitations to that idea? So that is a topic of Lo Yilbash, which is not our topic right now. But there is discussion amongst all of these points. Have a good day.